USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in Missouri Friday night, urging voters at a rally in Springfield to support Republican candidates this November. The crowd roared as the president spoke about the nation's surging economy and soaring stock prices.
We are finally rebuilding our nation, and we are doing it with American grit and skill and pride.
Thursday, the president signed a historic multi-billion dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill before a rally in Las Vegas. A week after Florence dumped some 3 feet of rain on the Carolinas, swollen rivers are still causing flooding. Providing an update on recovery efforts Friday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said about 200 roads remain closed.
Rain that fell on South Carolina, but also that fell in parts of North Carolina, is coming down into our river systems.
He calls it a continuing transportation nightmare. Many of the rivers in South Carolina have not yet crested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
After days of restraint, the president is no longer holding back, attacking the credibility of the woman accusing a Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault. Trump mentioned Christine Blasey Ford by name, suggesting she should have come forward years ago. The president's comments sparked outrage among female politicians, including Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I was appalled by the president's tweet. We know that allegations of sexual assault are one of the most unreported crimes that exist. So I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong.
Dozens of women who either dated or were friends with Brett Kavanaugh in high school came to his defense Friday, saying the judge would never do what he's accused of doing.
Brett is a person of honor and a person of strong moral character. He is a good husband, a good father. He's been a strong mentor to many of us and a fair boss.
Former political director for President George W. Bush, Sarah Fagan. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
During a stop in Missouri Friday night, President Trump talked about his administration's controversial decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The president says he was called by kings, queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all begging him not to do it.
I was called by virtually every leader in the world. People were calling me, and they said, please don't do it, please don't do it, please don't do it. And I got a little bit tired of trying to be nice. So the last week, I just didn't take their calls.
Mr. Trump's visit to Missouri comes after the New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein allegedly suggested secretly recording the president and invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein calls the story inaccurate and factually incorrect. This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian begins Monday in a Philadelphia suburb after Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer at his home in 2004. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The 81-year-old Cosby could be sentenced to anything from probation to house arrest to several years in prison.
A New York City woman is in custody after police say she stabbed 5 people, including 3 newborn babies, at an unlicensed daycare. It happened in the Flushing section of Queens early Friday. All 5 are recovering. The suspect, a 52-year-old employee of the daycare, was found unconscious in the basement, bleeding from self-inflicted wounds to her wrists. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.